onto your pants.
You're not?
No.
Oh, no.
Hi, boys.
Oh,
Bottles. How did you get in here?
Oh, I have my ways.
Yeah, I bet you gave the guard a sleeve job.
Oh, yeah? That's what you guys are always thinking about.
Oh, quiet.
You just come over here and I'll show you something.
Don't you trust her, Porgy. Then she'll want to see yours.
Well, I've been meaning to talk to you about it for some time. Sweet little lass, you know. My long-haired lady. Who's the lady that makes that brief occasional laughter? She's the lady who wears those flashing eyes.
Hey, danger! Where's the fire?
In your eyes, Lieutenant Bradshaw.
Don't get wise with me, Peeper.
Who'll be taking her home when all the dancing is over? I'm the lucky man she will hypnotize.
Hey, here's a cute story. Why does a bozo cross the road?
What are you talking about?
Because there's a bozo on the other side.
Oh, I see. That's very logical.
Okay, why does a short hair cross the road?
Because
someone told him to.
Oh, I see.
Okay, now why does a long hair cross the road?
Because someone told him not to.
Oh. Oh, yeah, well, you knew that one. Well.
Buzzing about my sweet, delectable baby.
Yes, is the Honorable Chester Cadaver. Sure. Understanding today's complex world of the future is a little like having bees live in your head. But there they are.
Birds are humming about their big surprise. Who's your favorite person, dear phenomenal lady?
This old sergeant I had in the army, named Sergeant Louis Illuminato, who was indeed an enlightened man. As far as I've been able to determine, he was like a Zen monk, man. The cat was just incredible. He was so spaced. And he was my sergeant, and he thought that I was his son. My hair kept getting longer and longer, and I kept getting in more and more trouble with the army. But Sergeant Louis Illuminato still considered me basically his son. It never made any difference to him what I did. He liked me because I did the country and western show.
That's a good reason to like somebody.
That was the whole story of my army career. I was crazier than hell, man. But those old crazy drunken army sergeants, I always got along really good with those guys.
Sergeant Imperial.
Sergeant Imperial. Peter had a good one. Yeah.
Mine was Sergeant Imperial. That's right. Sergeant Imperial was a Cancer. No, he was a Leo, man. And he knew that everybody called him Frog, and he lived off of that fact, and everybody called him Frog became part of that thing. You know, they'd sit there and they'd go, here comes the Frog, grib it, and he'd get out there and look like a frog. The man really did look like a frog, bless him.
You know, we're army. The last generation, man, maybe you and I, at least specifically, to be in the army. Basically, it is our job to pass on information of a body or useful nature to people who'll never have to go through what we did. Because, like, I certainly hope that no young man in this day and age is going in, for God's sake. I mean, certainly I would hope you're not doing it.
You don't have to. You know.
No, you don't have to do it, man. And we'll tell you about it. If you feel that there's anything that you may be missing, we're perfectly available at any time to sit around and tell you gory old army stories, but there's no need to do it yourself.
Secret number one, it's not going to be public, which is you don't have to cut your hair. All right. Reservists, attention, all reservists, beep, 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 driving home from hell. This is Sunday, right?
Oh, this is
you
it.
Don't have to cut your hair.
Yeah,
no,
you guys,
further.
See, let me tell them about Catch-23, man. Yeah. The Army, if you do something weird, like letting your hair grow, which Bergman and I both did, which got us out, because then they think that you're crazy because you don't want to cut off all your hair and stand around in straight lines. They won't really do anything bad to you, but all you've got to do is convince them that you really don't agree with them. They call that crazy. And
being yourself.
Being weird, right. And it will either get you special privileges for being crazy. Like when I went to summer camp once, they wouldn't let me pull KP. They wouldn't let me do it because
hair
my
was
hair
too
was
long.
Too long,
right.
And it was dirty.
Gets
you
caught
see.
In the drains.
You get into interesting situations like that and cause a lot of ruckus and feel somehow as if you're doing something for the revolution, or carry a little farther and you just get out. They just let you out eventually, saying, "Oh well," because they don't really want you, man, and they especially wouldn't want you if you started acting weird.
I must go where the bozos go,
yeah,
kid.
I'll bet. So long.
Yeah, longer the better.
Honk, honk.
Give me that.